Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning. It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Kevin, you look great over Zoom. I think you're feeling better as you're recovering from COVID.
I definitely am feeling better, and I cannot wait to be back there. I think Tuesday will be the end of my quarantine, and I will be back there.
Someone would call it a quarantine, someone would call it a suspension.
No, I can see both ways.
We're just glad that you and Jenny and the kids are all, you know, getting healthy, and you got through this okay. So I'm just happy about that. So
yay. I appreciate it. Thanks,
yes, buddy. All right, we're gonna have our. I mean, I'll tell you what, Kevin from home won the Thursday 3 yesterday.
I can't even believe that.
Yes. That's right.
You picked a good song.
That's right, Lana.
I know.
So
we all have good songs.
We do. We're gonna do a rematch coming up at 6:35. QYK family, it'll be up to you to decide who wins that rematch when we do our Thursday 3 rematch. Okay.
Okay.
Also, Country Thunder tickets coming up for you at 7:40. It'll be 2 3-day passes. That's right. So we have a music festival we can get you into. Excited for that.
I mean, come on. Concerts are back. I mean, what a way to kick off your season if you haven't been to one yet than at Country Thunder. I mean, Eric Church, Old Dominion, Dierks Bentley, and like 20 other bands. All day listening to music and drinking out in the Florida sun. I love it.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. So we'll give it 7:40. Also, First Responder Friday. Always like honoring a first responder in our community. We are going to do that this morning at 7:05. Right now, we want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Yes, you. What in the world are you doing up right now? Let's kick this Friday off together. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Let us know what in the world you're doing up right now. All right, Tracy is in Largo. Tracy, what in the world are you doing up right now?
I am just leaving my F-45 class. Ooh. At Largo.
What's that?
F-45 is like an intense workout. It's like these big group workouts. Mark Wahlberg, yep, owns a few of these. I mean, it's a very intense workout.
How long is it? 45 minutes?
45 minutes.
There you go. Hey, you're picking up, Lana. Lana's picking up on this thing.
How do you feel?
Hey, it's early.
Yeah.
How do you feel? You feeling good?
Oh, I feel great. I'm ready to go for the day.
There you go. It's a really cool class. Anyway.
Do you want to start getting up super early and working out before we get here?
Sure don't. But anyway.
I like the way that everybody feels, though, when they work out in the morning. It's awesome to hear.
We're going
to
have you do push-ups in the hallway, Lana.
Well, I'm jealous, girl. Go at it today.
Yeah, have a great day, Tracy.
Thank you, too. Bye.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, JR. This is Dan. How you doing today?
Doing great, Dan. Let me guess. You're waiting outside your work, waiting for your boss to get there.
You got it.
There
morning,
you go.
Lana.
Does he appreciate that you show up before him every day?
Yes, he does.
I hope so.
Every day I get a thank you, and I get a pat on the back.
See, this is the kind of guy you want to hire right here.
I know. I wish you could be more like him, Lana.
I know.
I'm just messing with you. All right. Well, listen, you have a great day. We appreciate you calling and enjoy your weekend as well.
All right. You too, folks.
All right. See ya. All right. Coming up, let's play Secret Celebrity. Burger King gift card up for grabs. It's next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
That's right, and you have a chance to win $50 gift card to head to Burger King, but you got to tell us, who would this secret celebrity be?
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair.
Now, it sounds like the easiest one ever, and it is, but there's some history behind this song for today. Now, that came out in 1990. I will tell you how that song was created and where the idea came from, if you can guess who that secret celebrity is, all right?
I have no idea.
I'm just lost.
I can't help you with this one, guys. I'm sorry.
No hints needed. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, we got Anthony in Tampa right now playing Secret Celebrity. Anthony, it may be the easiest one ever, but who is our Secret Celebrity?
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks!
Garth Brooks. How'd you know?
Well, Friends in Low Places came out in 1990, all right? today,
yes.
1990.
Okay.
Right? The idea for the song was when Garth Brooks and some of his writers were downtown eating, like on their lunch break, at Tavern on the Row. Now, the idea for the song came when he realized that he had forgotten his money. And someone asked how he was going to pay for the meal, and he replied, "Don't worry, I have friends in low places. I know the cook." That's how it came
out.
Really? Wow.
That's the idea for the song.
It's kind of an insult, almost.
What? No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
I got friends in low places?
Yeah, you just have friends. Like, I have deep ties. Like, deep ties right. to people
oh,
like that. That's
okay.
what it's like. Well, geez, sorry. I thought it was an interesting story.
It is interesting.
It was.
Hey, Anthony, it's about you, though. Congratulations, man. You got a $50 gift card to Burger King.
I thought it was interesting.
Well, thank you, Anthony. Enjoy that meal on us, all right?
Thanks.
All right, coming up, we are going to do our Thursday 3 rematch. We pitch you songs. You got to decide who the winner is, QYK family. It's next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Time for...
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Live from Lutz.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company, too.
Oh, Kevin working from home right now.
Prepared for that one.
I'm sorry. The Zoom was a little delayed on that.
Oh, boy.
All right, it's 99.5 QYK. We're going to pitch you our Thursday 3 songs. Now, this is a rematch. Yesterday, Kevin won, so we're going to see if he can defend his title right now.
Okay.
Lana, kick it off.
Well, I chose a song that we just heard, Dan and Shane, Glad You Exist. It's probably going to be their 9th number one song by Sunday because they're sitting at the top of the charts. And the one thing I love about this song is that it takes so much to make a song and produce it, all the different things that they do in the studio. But with this one song, Glad You Exist, it was during quarantine, and they literally had a laptop, a microphone, and acoustic guitar, and it still sounds better than a lot of the songs that we've got on the radio. I mean, just amazing that those two can create that type of sound. So my choice today is Dan and Shay, Glad You Exist.
And a million other places we could be, but you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it in. It's every high and every low to this. I'm just so glad you exist.
This morning, we are your Dan and Shay station. All right, Kevin, what you got, buddy?
Mine is the brand new song from Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood. Ooh. It's called If I Didn't Love You. It just came out a few weeks ago. It's actually Jason's song. He actually recorded the song, didn't have a duet partner picked out. He said he would figure that out later. He asked Carrie Underwood, who was the first person he asked to do the duet, and he said she just kind of had this spot in her schedule where it fit perfectly, and it's a perfect fit for this song, If I Didn't Love You, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood.
If I didn't love you, I'd be good by now. I'd be better than barely getting by somehow. Yeah, it would be easy not to miss you. Wonder about who's with you. Turn the wants you off whenever I want to. If I
go. Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You. All right, so I went with John Party. I like to call him Juan Fiesta. That's what his close friends call him. I'm just kidding. I don't know him. Anyway, Tequila Little Time. I just think it's a fun song. It is so John Party. Here it is.
I want tequila little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. If our man, will you bring us to?
A good Friday song for you. All right, so what's it going to be? Kevin, you had...
I had Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You.
Lana, you had...
Dan and Shay, Glad You Exist.
And I had John Party, Tequila Little Time. What's it going to be, QYK family? What is your vote for the song of the week? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Doing our Thursday 3 rematch to see if Kevin can defend his title. It's 99.5 QYK. All right, Lana, what song did you pick for the week?
Well, I chose the song from Dan and Shay called Glad You Exist.
Kevin.
Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You.
And I went with John Party, Tequila Little Time. We're going to see who wins it right now, QYK family. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your pick?
John Party.
Yeah. Tequila Little Time. All right.
It is Friday. I can understand why you'd go with that.
All right. I appreciate it. Have a great day, Lynn.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Sharon, what song are you going with?
John Party, Tequila.
No way!
Party. Coming out of nowhere right there.
Wow.
All right. Appreciate the call. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cole, and I vote for Tequila Little Time with You.
That's
man.
A clean sweep, baby.
It's a Friday song.
It's a Friday thing.
There you go.
Nice
it's a clean
work.
Sweep. All right, man, I appreciate you calling. Have a great time.
Thank you, you too.
All right. Well, here we go.
Wow.
Kevin, you were not able to defend your title.
Oh, I wasn't. That was a clean sweep by you, buddy.
Here we go. John Party, Tequila Little Time. Happy Friday at 99.5 QYK. QYK family has great taste in music right there. I love it. That was the pick right there. John Party, Tequila Little Time on 99.5 QYK. I'm sorry, Kevin, you were not able to defend your title from yesterday.
I know. It's all right. That's a great song from John Party, and that's a great Friday song. So,
yes, it is.
Running into the weekend, I have no complaints there.
Absolutely. Here's another great Friday song for you, FGL Round Here. Coming up at 7:05, we will have First Responder Friday, going to honor a first responder in our community. Can't wait. Here's FGL.
99.5 QYK and Tampa Bay's morning crew want to thank those working the front lines here in our community. It's First Responder Friday, brought to you by Fusilla Nissan of Clearwater on 99.5 QYK.
All right, we're talking to Lauren today for the First Responder Friday, and we're going to honor her husband today. It's 99.5 QYK. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great. So tell us about Jim and where he is a first responder at.
Jim is a first responder for Tampa Fire, and he has been there just about a year now. He was at a different department before that.
Okay.
So I think for like 5 years he's been a first responder now.
Well, very nice. And you got a lot going on at home too, right?
Yeah, we just had a baby 2 months ago, our first.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. Jim has been absolutely wonderful with everything. I just went back to work this week. So while I was out, of course, without pay, he was picking up overtime shifts and not sleeping for like 48 hours and still coming home and just taking the baby from me and just being like, go get some sleep. I don't even matter. Like, it's fine. He's just been so amazing.
Oh, wow, because most likely he probably hasn't had any sleep either. He's been running calls all night, and then he comes home and he lets you sleep. What a great guy.
No, exactly, yeah.
Aww.
That's fantastic. So tell me about Jim. Like, what do you think his favorite part of the job is?
His favorite part of the job is definitely fires, because he's also a paramedic, so a lot of times he gets stuck on the ambulance, and he does a lot of medical calls, which he doesn't mind, but whenever he goes to a fire, he gets so excited. That's like the one thing, like, he always comes home and tells me about, like, oh, we went to this fire last night. And
yeah, it's got to be rewarding to show up and be able to help somebody out or save somebody's house or save a building.
Save a life.
Absolutely. So you talked about Jim, you know, how he is at home, you know, outside the uniform. What is something that you guys like to do together that you guys really connect on?
One of our favorite things to do is actually go on road trips and go hiking. And we also have two dogs, so we always take them anywhere that they can go with us. So we love hiking with the dogs. We're going to the beach with the dogs. And as the baby gets older, that's something we hope to incorporate him in as well.
Yeah. What's the little guy's name?
His name is Oliver.
All right. Oh, very
I love
nice.
That. Well, thank you so much for sharing, you know, Jim's story and your story. It looks like you both do a lot for your little one, Oliver. And hopefully you'll be able to get some sleep soon, huh?
Yes. I hope so.
Well, please pass on our appreciation to Jim for being a first responder in our community. And Lauren, you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
Love hearing these stories. I want to hear a bunch more from you guys. Let us know. For First Responder Friday, you can nominate someone at 995QYK.com for First Responder Friday or Military Monday.
It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget.
715 Second Date Update.
Trying to kick the weekend off with a brand new 715 Second Date Update and hopefully some love right now. Shara, Lana, and Kevin, we have someone reaching out to us on Facebook. His name is Andy. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
We're doing good, man. So we want to try to help you out today. Looks like you went on a date with this girl, Gina.
Yeah, we met online. We texted. We actually grabbed dinner together, too, at a P.F. Chang's in Brandon. It was an awesome meal. We talked a lot, had so much in common. Like, we have the same goals with kids in the future. Like, we want to have kids. She has a good career. She's great with money. I don't know. She just seemed like the perfect girl. And then nothing happened. Like, I listen to you guys. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Obviously. But I just, and I've heard the Second Date Update, but I just never thought I'd be on here, and I just can't. I've been going over it over and over again in my head, but nothing crazy happened, and I'm just hoping if you guys could help me.
You weren't talking by any chance about your ex-girlfriend a lot or any of that kind of stuff, or nothing weird? Nobody showed up at P.F. Chang's unannounced or anything?
Nothing. To be honest, it was like we were there probably for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and the combo seemed like 5 minutes because there's just nonstop banter back and forth, back and forth. It's so much fun.
Okay. And since that date, what's your correspondence been?
The next day, she just swung by to pick up her sunglasses. She had left those at my in my car.
Okay.
But yeah, after that, it's just been nothing.
Huh.
Well, that's cool that you drove her there, and that's cool that you guys had a two-hour date, and she saw you the next day or whatever. Well, let's do this. Let's try to call her. Can you hang on for me, Andy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang on. Trying to help out Andy this morning on the 715 Second Date Update, 995-QYK. All right, Lana, what do we know?
Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, Andy said that he and Gina went out to dinner, went to Brandon, P.F. Chang's over there, and said they had a good date. He was actually talking about how they were both on the same page, and she seemed like a good girl, she's got her stuff in order. They were talking about kids, but then he mentioned that she stopped by his house, I guess, to pick up her sunglasses. I'm thinking something had to have happened there because it sounds like the date was perfect.
Yeah, the date went well, and I guess she left sunglasses in his car and rolled by his house the next day to get those sunglasses.
Something had to happen there because, I mean, he said the date was great.
All right, so we're going to see what's going on and try to call Gina right now.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Gina?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Gina. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 995 QIK.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm sorry. I don't understand. This is the radio station?
This is us. Yeah, I know it's very confusing. Let me try to explain it a little bit. We do something called a 715 Second Date Update. And we talk to people about dates they've gone on. And there's actually a date and a guy we wanted to ask you about. That'd be cool if we had a couple minutes of your time?
I mean, that's fine. Can you tell me who you're talking about?
Yes, we're talking about Andy. He told us that you guys met online. You guys went to P.F. Chang's in Brandon. He said it was a great date. He felt like you guys were on the same page on a lot of things when it comes to life goals and what you want. And
no, I'm sorry, guys. I can't go out with him again. I don't want to see him again.
And really? Can't? Won't?
He sounded like a nice guy. He said you even swung by the next day to pick up your sunglasses at his house.
Yeah,
I did. I left my sunglasses in his car. The date itself was fine, but it's just when I came to pick up my sunglasses, you know, I texted him. He said he was home. I got there, and when he opened the door, I literally saw a clown in front of me.
Like a stuffed animal or something?
Clown. Yeah, I am so scared of clowns. It was literally traumatizing to see that. I personally thought I was in the wrong apartment, but he was calling my name. He had my sunglasses. I freaked out.
Oh, he was dressed as a clown.
He was a clown?
He was dressed as a clown. I had no idea who this dude was. I couldn't even believe it was the same person. But I am so freaked out about clowns. I have a huge phobia. And I couldn't see him again after that. I'm sorry.
Did you ask him why he was dressed as a clown?
Why was he a clown?
I was so scared. I didn't even get the chance. But I'm wondering, like, what grown man would be dressed as a clown? It's just so weird.
Well, somebody who does a clown job. I mean, one who clowns.
You solved the case, Lana. But you didn't,
well,
you didn't
think about it, JR. That'd be freaky. You're afraid of clowns, and a clown opens up the door. He's got your sunglasses in his hand.
Yeah.
Did you run? Or
I work
with
a clown every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I ran. I had to get out of there as soon as possible. And I'm still scarred from it. You know?
All right. I got to figure this out. Listen here, Gina. We actually have Andy on the phone with us. And
sorry.
Obviously, that would be very surprising if you knocked on somebody's door and they answered as a clown. So, Andy.
Andy, you a clown?
Okay, so here's the deal. I was dressed as a clown, but I'm not like a professional clown. I like to act. My brother has an entertainment company. I was helping him out for the day, so yes, I was dressed as a clown. I didn't know you had a phobia of clowns. Clowns usually bring people so much joy. I was helping out my brother with like a sketch that he's doing for his company. And, yeah, like, I'm not a clown. I was just in character that day.
Andy, so, like, you said your brother has some company. Is it for, like, kids' parties or something like that?
Yeah, he was putting together, like, he's launching an entertainment company. I'm helping him get it off the ground. And for one of the videos that he's doing as an advertisement for his company, he needed a clown. And, like, I've done improv classes and all this. And he's like, dude, why don't you help me out with this? And I was like, I'd be thrilled to help you get your business off the ground. This is great. You want to do something. I didn't really think like it was a big deal.
Except for she's afraid of clowns.
Well, but now, I mean, now that makes sense. He's trying to help out his brother with his business. Does that make you feel any better, Gina?
Look, I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I wish your brother so much luck with what he's doing. It sounds great for him. It's just clowns are really not my thing. Of all the things I could have seen that day, like, I was just shocked. I'm sorry, but, like, I can't come to your place anymore. I can't. Anytime I see you, I'm going to think of clowns.
I got a friend who's afraid of clowns, too, so I know what she's talking. No, I do. Some
I thought you were going to say you had a friend that dresses up like a clown. I was going to be very excited about that. Man, I don't know what to say, because if she's scared of clowns, what do you do?
Well, and she's
but
already
I'm not
seen
a clown.
Him.
What if he gave you a little heads up if he was going to be in character? He said, hey, maybe not come over right now. I mean, you liked him on the date. You obviously thought he was a good guy. So maybe you never see him like that again. Would you be willing to go on another date, Gina?
Look, I did like him, but seeing him as a clown once was enough for me. Okay, I'm scarred for life.
Wait, I know, but that might be a little dramatic, right? I mean, you don't have to see him again like that.
Look, guys, it's too much for me. The fact that he would even choose to dress up as a clown is just, it's a lot for me to handle. And I don't need that type of stress in my life right now.
Well, just out of curiosity, I mean, what, do you have a clown name or anything like that?
Yeah, what's your clown name?
I was clown number three.
Clown number three. Well, I was looking for a bit different answer, but that's okay.
But I mean, no, Gina, if you put the clown wigs and the big shoes and the orange, the red nose away, I mean, you still wouldn't be able to go out with them?
He's not the same guy in my eyes anymore.
Man, I feel bad. I mean, I don't want to make fun of Gina's fear because I know it's a, you
know, it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Well, Andy, I think this is kind of some bad luck and some bad timing. And of all the times we're going to come over, I might have given her a heads up, you know, hey, do you like clowns? Yeah. I'm sorry this didn't work out, man. It sounds like Gina is really distraught by this whole thing. I hope she's going to be okay. It's cool that you're helping out your brother with his business. I hope that goes well. And I wish you luck. And Gina, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thanks again, Andy.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK, just had our 7:15 second date update. Oh, man.
We're still talking about this.
It was Gina and Andy, and they had a great first date. They went to P.F. Chang's in Brandon. Great time. She had left her sunglasses in his car, so she had to swing by his house to grab her sunglasses. Well, when he answered the door, he was dressed as a clown. Yes, I said he was dressed as a clown. Now, why was he dressed like a clown? Because he was helping his brother out with a promotional video that he's doing for an entertainment company that does like kids' parties and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another favorite part of this was when I asked him what his name was, I was thinking it's going to be Snickers, you know, Bobo, or whatever.
Yeah,
he goes,
something.
I was clown number three. So anyway, that just happened. And Gina freaked out when she saw this. She was like, I can't look at you the same. There's no way I can go out with you. I have a huge phobia of clowns. You freaked me out. I'm out. That's what she said, all right? So it was a deal breaker for her. We're getting your reactions right now. Rick, what do you think?
You know, I have a fear of clowns as well, and I've been married for 14 years. My wife thinks it's a joke, and, you know, I take it as a joke with her because I know she's afraid of spiders, so I kind of help out with that as well. So, I mean, as long as you can move past it and kind of do it, you know, and just work on it and some of that, then it should stop anybody from being together.
Right.
Wait, I got to ask you a question, though. If your wife were to dress up like a clown and it just freaked you out, would you be able to look at her the same again?
Absolutely. You know, I had, you know, it's one of those things that she's hinted to doing that. She's actually wanting to dress up one of our three kids as a clown. And I'm like, please don't. But, you know, if she does, you know, I'm like, all right, I can't look at them today. You know, that's fine. Every other day, you know, it is what it is. It's one of those things that, okay, you're gonna prank me, I'm going to prank you right back.
Sounds
right.
Like Luke Bryan and Caroline.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, you have a great day. Appreciate you calling.
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right. All right, Tony, what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't understand it. Would she be upset if I dressed up as a Chick-fil-A cow? Or she'd have a fear with that, too? Or
I don't think her fear was cows. I think it was clowns.
Well, I'm just saying, it's still a costume.
Yeah,
I think it's the clown thing.
She got caught off guard and just got freaked out.
Okay.
But he should have warned her. Hey, I'm in a clown outfit when you come over to get your sunglasses.
I think that's a weirder text to say.
I agree with you there, my man.
All right, thanks for calling, Tony. Have a great day, bud.
You too, buddy.
All right, QIK. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Cheyenne.
Hi, Cheyenne. I would love to get a girl's perspective on this.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, but she's being such a drama queen.
She is. Well, that's the thing I was thinking. Like, it's not like he does this for a living. He was trying to help out his brother or something. Yes, surprising. If you go over to someone's house and they're dressed like a clown, even if you're not scared of clowns, it's weird. But yeah, she did seem to be very freaked out. She's had a bad experience somewhere.
Somewhere.
Well, you know, everybody has their fears. I have my fears. I'm terrified of snakes. I don't care if it's real. I don't care if it's fake. But that's not, if somebody has a snake and I like them, that's not going to stop me from coming over to their house as long as the snake's put up.
Right.
At some time, you're going to have to face your fears.
What if they're dressed like a snake?
And that scarred her for life. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, Cheyenne. So this would not be a deal breaker for you.
No, it would not. I'd just be like, okay, let me know if you're going to be dressed like that. If you are, I ain't coming over.
All right. Thanks for calling, Cheyenne. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
He probably thought it was, like, super funny. Like, I'm going to open up the door in this clown outfit, and she's going to think I'm, like, a really funny guy. Too bad it backfired completely.
I hope he was taking it very seriously. Like, hey, I got to run. You got a clown shoot going on right now. Oh, man, if you missed that, that was a perfect Friday 7:15 second date update. You can hear it again on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. Let's do it. Let's give away some Country Thunder 3-day passes right now. Caller 9, you're playing with us. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. We got Matthew in Lakeland right now. We are going to play a little game where you got to guess the lyrics and guess the artist that these lyrics belong to for these Country Thunder tickets. What Lana's going to do, she's going to read you lyrics from a song, and then you got to tell us which Country Thunder artist that is. Is it Old Dominion, Eric Church, or Dierks Bentley? And we'll give you multiple choice, all right?
Okay.
All right, Lana, first song.
She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive. He peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Is that Dierks Bentley, Old Dominion, or Eric Church?
Dierks Bentley.
Yeah! Look at that,
Matthew.
Calm, cool, collected, Matthew. All right. Here we go. Next one.
That whole house is going to be shaken. I hope those bricks and boards can take it, but I won't be surprised if the whole damn place just falls. I want to rock you like a wrecking ball.
Oh, come on now.
Eric Church.
There you go. Very, very nice. Provocative lyrics, though, right there, Alana.
Well, it's a provocative song.
Easy for you to say. Matthew, you just got 2 3-day passes to Country Thunder. Congratulations, man.
Nice. Thank you.
You got it. Hang on for me. You know, I feel like Matthew's probably not going to be the one screaming his head off at Country Thunder.
No, probably not.
He'll be there sipping his beer, having a good time.
Having a good time, making sure everybody around him is behaving.
Is everybody good here? All right, I'm Matthew. If you need anything, I'll be over here. All right, we'll have more of these seats coming up for you.
But you need some of those people like that at a concert.
You
not
definitely
everybody
do.
Can be like you, JR.
Usually standing next to you, they need that. All right, 12:40, we'll have some more tickets for you for Country Thunder this afternoon at 4:40 as well. All right, coming up in the 810 Music Minute, there's a guy that no one's seen in such a long time, but somehow he put a new album out today. Very excited to tell you about it. One of our favorites coming up. Commercial free till then.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Taylor Swift and Dolly Parton, they made it onto Forbes' list of America's richest self-made women. Taylor came in 88th with $550 million. Oh, Dolly bad. Parton clocked in at 86th on the list with $350 million to her name.
Jeez.
Yeah, first, the number one on the list.
Is it all women, you said?
It's all self-made, yes.
Rihanna.
No, she is number like 12 or 16, right? Her name is Diane Hendricks, $11 billion. She is 74 years old, and she made her money, it says, roofing.
Roofing. Okay, got it.
Little side note, too. Taylor is releasing her version of Red coming out on November 19th. Right. Chris Stapleton is on one of the songs with
her.
Very
nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, don't forget Luke Bryan's 5-part docuseries, Luke Bryan, My Dirt Road Diary, that will premiere today. A lot of really great things about this 5-part series. Don't forget to check that out. IMDb TV and Amazon's premium streaming service. Love the story about Trace Adkins. You know, it's Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. When you have a wedding, you can't invite everybody. But Blake did reach out to a lot of his friends and say, hey, I'm getting married. But he's like, I have to have that awkward conversation. Like, yeah, you're not coming to the wedding because we're not really inviting anybody. When asked about it, Trace Adkins said, yeah, he told me about it. I mean, he didn't invite anybody to the wedding. But I probably wouldn't want to come anyway because I didn't want to witness that woman throwing her life away like that. So I didn't want to go anyway.
Nicely done, Trace.
You gotta love that.
You know what Trace Adkins told me one time, and this is totally off topic. I said, what's like your guilty pleasure show? And he goes, My 600-Pound Life. He watches that show.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought that was a very random thing to say. And then I was thrown off for the rest of the interview just thinking of Trace Adkins watching My 600-Pound Life.
All right, today is Friday. We've got a lot of new music out today. Chris Young, he releases his 8th studio album. And he's got a lot of friends on this album. Lauren Elena, Mitchell Tenpenny, Kane Brown, and a lot of friends helping him make the album. So he decided to call it Famous Friends.
This record really is a culmination of all the people that I've met and run into, and everybody during the craziness that's been the past year and a half, kind of putting their arms around this project and me putting my arms around them and huddling up and go, okay, let's make some great music.
And Jake Owen is releasing a new single on Monday. I happen to steal a clip of it. I'm not really know if I'm supposed to play this or not, but I'm just going to. It's called Best Things Since.
By the way, his last song is getting sued for, so I don't think he was supposed to put it out either. So it's all good.
All right, this song is called Best Things Since Backroads. Take a listen. This is a clip.
You know, it sounds a lot like this other song right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Also, Travis Denning, he's got a new EP out today. It features 6 songs, so you can check that out. And then, all of a sudden, I get an email this morning from Mercury Records. Hey, Billy Currington's got a new album, Intuition. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I was literally just asking about him a couple weeks ago. And I was like, hey, what's Billy been up to? I'm right. like, can we talk to Billy?
On a beach just, somewhere, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I'm like, does he have any new music coming out? It's just kind of like he's falling off the face of the earth. And you check his Instagram and he is like gone. Like he is ocean surfing. Right. He's fishing. He's, I don't know, eating plants out of the ground. I don't know. He's just he's just gone.
Hey, it's a certain plant, but yeah.
He's just like, he's living off the land. I mean, he's just been gone. And all of a sudden, he has a new email. Or he has a new album out today.
You got his new email?
Album out today. And it's called Intuition. And I literally just emailed my record rep and I was like, hey, what's this all about? And he's like, well, he just did it on his own. So...
So Billy Currington right there.
Billy Currington has a brand new album out today.
So. How about his caption that Billy put on his Instagram?
Right, so I check his Instagram. I'm like, what's going on? And he literally posts on his Instagram, out now. A picture of Intuition. I'm like,
of course. That's so there's all that needs to be said.
There's not a lot of big hype about this new Billy Currington album. But I love Billy Currington, so I thought, let's play his 9th number one song. It was called Don't It. So
all right, very cool.
We'll check that out.
All right, coming up. If you've ever, Lana, have you ever bought anything off like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay,
I have.
Very nice. My dad attempted to do this the other day, and something very weird, awkward happened at somebody's house, the person's house he went to check something out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got to tell you about this. It's okay. Fantastic. 6 minutes away. Here's Billy. He's got a new album out, by the way. You know, you go on Craigslist, you go on Facebook Marketplace, because you can find some great deals, right? Mm-hmm. It's 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Well, my dad called me the other day to tell me about an experience he had with the seller of something, okay?
Okay.
Because you never know. Because I've bought things off Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. You never know what you're showing up and who you're showing up to meet.
Exactly.
Hopefully a great person, giving you a fair deal, all good to go.
Usually you bring somebody with or like, sure. a, like a dog or something.
Yes. So my dad went to go look at a treadmill that he saw on Facebook Marketplace. This woman was trying to get rid of it.
Okay.
And said, you know, whatever, come look. And it was obviously, it's very heavy, so you got to go where it's placed in the house.
Right.
So he goes in the house.
Ooh.
He checks it out. And my dad comments, like, this is a great house. This, you know, just giving, like, a compliment to the woman. She goes, oh, my gosh, you won't believe the acoustics in this house.
Oh, no.
Come on over, and I'll show you where my piano is. So he goes over to where the piano is, and she goes, it just sounds so good in here. She goes, watch, listen. And the woman goes like this to my dad. She goes, you hear how good the acoustics are?
Are you kidding me?
And she goes, listen again. And my dad said that he was looking at her going, yeah, the acoustics are really good in here as he's trying to back out the door. Like, I don't care if this treadmill's in perfect condition. I'm getting the heck out of here.
What? Yeah. Did she start playing the piano?
Nope. It was all her voice. She did not sit down at the piano. It was all her voice. My dad called me just like, hey, man, something weird really just happened. He was like distraught. He was like, something weird just happened to me. And this woman just started doing a blah, 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 like to show me the acoustics at her house.
Oh, how did he get out of there?
He walked out the front door, I think. But I'm just saying, he goes, yeah, acoustics are pretty good in here. And then he just bailed. But what a weird experience. He goes, needless to say, I did not buy anything from this woman.
But if it was a nice one, though, that's too bad.
Lana, if you get
it's not
free,
like you can't find a used treadmill on Facebook Marketplace.
But anyway, they always turn into a clothes hanger in another closet because you just hang stuff on it. But he was like, oh my gosh, what just happened? He said he went and got in his car and he sat there for about a minute going, did that just happen? Was that a dream?
But were the acoustics good?
I guess. I don't know. I don't think my dad. I think my dad was a little thrown off when her tongue was hanging out of her mouth going.
That's awesome.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I just thought, oh my gosh, what a weird experience for you.
Just a little.
Yeah. So I couldn't stop laughing. Weird things happen to my parents. Mm-hmm. Weird things happen to them. All right, so I wanted to know, does anybody have a crazy story like that? Look, when you go to, you know, buy something off Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, someone that you've had a weird experience with or something weird that happened when you were doing the transaction, whatever. All right, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. I can't wait to hear these stories. Just got done telling this story that my dad had happened to him this week. 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin. He went to go check out a treadmill that somebody was selling on Facebook Marketplace. And when he got there, the woman kind of gave him a tour of her house and said, hey, you got to hear the acoustics in this house by a piano. And then began to kind of sing. She went, and was showing him how the acoustics work. And my dad immediately left because he was a little weirded out. Yeah. But we wanted to get your stories, too. We got a couple funny texts, right, Lana?
Yeah, Jeff sent in, he said, I went to look at a car, and when I got there, it was on cinder blocks. The guy said, all it needs is tires. I didn't buy the car. I got another one here from, it says here, Liz. She says, I went to buy a sewing machine from an older lady, and when I got there, she had made me lunch and had set the table and asked me to stay. I didn't stay, nor did I buy the sewing machine.
Oh, come on. You reject her twice.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Trying to be nice, but that'd be a little weird.
I like Jeff's. Oh, I mean, it's a great car. It's in great condition. All it needs is tires.
Just needs tires.
All right, 995 QYK coming up next, and I feel good story. How about an I Feel Good story for your Friday right now? It's 995 QYK. Lana, what you got?
This is a story out of Marietta, Georgia, and it's about a 7-year-old named Jade Britt. She collected $700 from her community to make care packages for veterans experiencing homelessness. She wanted to do something special because her grandfather served in the Vietnam War, and his service was an inspiration for her to give back. So she and her mom, they went and delivered some of the packages to the Marietta Veterans Center. They said the center is very important because it's part of our community. We always want to help home first.
The Marietta Veterans Center, yeah, that's important because it's part of our community and we always want to help home first. And the people here help people. They really actually help. They don't talk about helping. They help with so many resources that they have for veterans.
I just love that a 7-year-old is thinking something like that.
I know. And that's what just amazes me. These stories that we constantly read, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old are doing these incredible things, coming up with these ideas on their own. And I just love it. So let's give it up for 7-year-old Jay.
Britt. Yay! Way to go. I love it.
So parents, when you're 7 and your 8-year-old are like, no, I can't clean up my room, or no, I can't do this, you'd be like, yeah, well, look at this 7-year-old. What a look at they're doing for veterans.
Let's not turn an I Feel Good story into a punishment, Lana.
Sorry.
Oh, that's an awesome, awesome and a pure heart from that 7-year-old. I love that. All right, coming up, trending in Tampa Bay. We've got a no swim advisory this week. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
Broadcasting live from his kitchen table and Lute's beautiful plantation shutters behind him. It's Kevin Evil. What is trending in Tampa Bay, sir?
Well, this is not good. Sarasota County Health Department has listed no swim advisories for 8 beaches in Sarasota County. Longboat Key, Bird Key Park, John Ringling Causeway Park, Turtle Beach, Nokomis Park, Nokomis Beach, Brohard Beach, Casperson Beach, Minnesota Lay, and the Blind Pass Beaches.
Wow.
Officials say they've detected significant levels of bacteria in the water at all 8 locations that could make people sick.
Ugh.
So stay away from those 8 beaches in Sarasota County.
Brohard's one of your favorites, right? Lana, you're there quite a bit.
That, Longboat Key, I go down to a lot, and Blind Pass, because, yeah, I have some friends that live down there. But, yeah, that's...
Brohard's a great beach.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
What? Are you just disappointed you couldn't swim this weekend at Brohard, or what?
No, I've got other plans.
Okay, got it.
All right. Some fun things actually happening this weekend in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight is WWE Friday Night Smackdown. So this is actually happening at Amalie Arena. Ooh. It's at 7:45 tonight. It's $20. And John Cena is he'll be there.
It's the summer of Cena.
That's right, for the WWE Friday Night Smackdown. Amalie Arena, that's tonight. Also happening this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, is Shark Con.
Ooh.
It's at the Florida State Fairgrounds. And actually, member of Jaws is going to be there. Oh my gosh, I can't think of his name.
Seriously?
Richard Dreyfuss is
no
gonna be
way.
There.
Get out.
He's going to do a Q&A session, and you can there's tickets so you can get your picture with Richard Dreyfuss.
That's awesome.
Who was a part of Jaws. So again, Shark Con happening at the fairgrounds Saturday and on Sunday. Just as a reminder, the back to school bash for Hillsborough County families is happening tomorrow, Raymond James Stadium, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They are giving out 30,000 backpacks, and also they're going to be stuffed with school supplies. There's also going to be a concert from Flo Rida.
Oh, so, yes.
Lana, what see you there?
Apple kind of bottom jeans and the boots with the fur.
There you go.
That's right.
So I'm
that's
down with some Flo Rida.
That's tomorrow.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Back to school bash tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Raymond James Stadium. And finally, speaking of also Raymond James Stadium, the first game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is approaching fast. It's a little over a month away, September the 9th. That's a Thursday. They play the Dallas Cowboys in the opener of the NFL season. Ed Sheeran, who's a big pop star,
ooh,
he's going to be performing during the NFL kickoff event, which is going to be happening at Julian B. Lane Riverfront Park. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Actually, festivities at the park that day will be begin around noon. The performance will air on NBC in the pregame coverage of the game between the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys, and that is on Thursday, September 9th.
Cool.
Go Bucks. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QIK, JR, Lana, and the MVP, Kevin.
Give it up for me there.
Kevin, I'm so glad that you're feeling better. I'm so glad that your taste is back. Your smell is back. You're able to enjoy meals. Your family is feeling better. And we're going to have you back in studio on Tuesday.
Woo-hoo!
That's just a protocol thing they have here at 99.5 QIK. But I'm so glad to see you looking better, feeling better. And thank you for still broadcasting from home, buddy. I appreciate you.
Oh, of course. I enjoy it. I actually really, really, really miss being there. I miss seeing you guys. I can't wait to see you guys in person on Tuesday.
You probably just miss going to Publix.
I do. I miss going anywhere. I haven't gone anywhere.
Yes.
I haven't turned my car on in a long time. So,
knowing you and car problems, you might want to go check that out before Tuesday.
I know. Probably should start it. Make sure I can make it to work.
And make sure the garage door opens too.
Yes, true. Oh boy, that'd be bad.
Oh my gosh. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you, QIK family. Lana, what do you got?
Well, you know, if you don't have a chance to hear our second date update today, it was really, really funny. And just, I can't believe the chances of what happened with Gina and
Andy.
That's right. She had to stop over and grab her sunglasses that she left out of his car. And, well, something happened. So if you didn't have a chance to hear it, you'd get a good laugh.
We had some great calls, too. People were like, yeah, I feel her on this one. And other people were going, what the heck just happened? So it'll be up. Is it already up, Kev, or going up?
It is. Yep, it's up on our Instagram and Facebook page.
All right, appreciate you. All right, what was your highlight of the show, Kev?
You know, you told a great story. You've been teasing us about something that happened to your dad when he went to go pick up a treadmill that he bought on Craigslist. Went over to someone's house, and it got weird. And if you go to our podcast, it'll be up very shortly. Wait till you hear what happened to your dad.
It was hysterical. Great.
Something a woman did. That was absolutely hysterical, and I loved it.
And killed the deal. The deal did not happen because of this.
Nope. He walked out.
He walked out and said, no, I got to get this. Something's weird going on in this house. I think my highlight of the show was the fact that no one's heard from Billy Currington. No one's seen him. His own record label goes, we don't know where he's at. And then the dude drops a new album today. Zip. Nope. Doing it on my own. And we call the record label and we go, why don't you guys tell us about this? He goes, well, he just did it on his own. I'm like, what a legend that he did that by himself.
I'm going to go listen to it for the rest of the day.
And it's called what again?
Intuition.
Intuition. All right. Have a great day. And we have more Country Thunder tickets coming up for you at 1240.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.